India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has appealed to anti-corruption campaigner Anna Hazare to end his public hunger strike and proposed that Parliament debate his demands after an apparent breakdown in talks with the activist. His 10-day public fast has drawn thousands of supporters to the capital, New Delhi, to call for stronger anti-corruption legislation. The government has suffered several corruption-related scandals in recent months, and the economy has long been hampered by endemic graft. The president of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, the Archbishop of Bombay, Cardinal Oswald Gracious, says that although the bishops support the fight against corruption, they want Mr. Hazare to end his hunger strike.
Anna Hazare is on hunger strike because he wants a strong bill against corruption. He feels that the bill which government has introduced is weak and ineffective. That's why he has prepared his own draft, which he wants to be accepted by government. That's it. So then, until that is done, he says he's going on hunger strike. Our own stand is very clear. I'm appealing, that the church has appealed to Anna Hazare to call off his hunger strike because we know that only God is the giver of life, only God can take away life. I mentioned to Anna Hazare that you have succeeded in bringing corruption to center stage and making everybody realize, and also the government, that this matter has to be addressed urgently and seriously. But now we have, however, very clearly to eradicate corruption, we also have the constitution to follow. And within these parameters, we should work out a solution. I've appealed to all parties, to the government, to Anna Hazare, and to civil society to be flexible and to work to a solution which will be for the good of the people. And I also say that we must not forget that just having a strong law against corruption doesn't take away corruption. Corruption, the root of corruption is in the hearts of people. Greed, avarice, materialism, and selfishness. Now, if we, for us Christians, bring gospel values, for other religions bring God in the center of our lives, bring spiritual values, give them importance, and corruption will move out. We will become really selfless people working for others sincerely, and thus will the country make progress.